Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, Leanne McAdoo report coming up. Talking to the bobbleheads at South by Southwest. But right now, let's talk to Mike and then Randy, Chad, and Tony. Mike, what do you think's going on with this mystery Malaysia Airlines Flight 370? Maybe, well, go ahead. What do you think happened? Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good, brother. What do you think's going on?
Well, it's a pleasure speaking to you, first of all. Secondly, this could just be one of these rare situations where it could be an actual hijack.
No, I agree, because every time it's a real hijacking, they never say it's a hijacking, and the jihadis fly it into the water, usually as payback for something. I totally agree. Go ahead.
Usually if it's something staged, okay, there's some type of evidence by now that, you know, they can't hold out this long.
And the media is all lined up, ready to push some agenda. Absolutely. No, I agree. It could be a real hijacking. The only issue is, where's the debris?
Well, that is a question. I think if it was a real hijacking, the evidence is going to be extremely hard to find because, you know, obviously they put their minds to it. That's my scenario. It's always a possibility. I just think that if it was a staged event and this could have been a drill or something, we would have seen some type of evidence come out by now, like you said, with some sort of agenda, to follow it up.
I agree with you. And I mean, I'm not trying to say these guys are guilty. They just look like the type of guys they choose that aren't that big, but still look like they're in shape, and the looks in their eyes like they're not trying to act aggressive and mean on a mission, but they can't help the fact that they look completely focused. And it's just snapshots of video. It's just they look like Hezbollah-type special forces people.
Hey, can I ask you a question a little bit off topic?
Okay? Yeah, sure.
With everything that's unfolding in our great country here, in your gut feeling, do you feel that when the time comes, do you think it's going to be some type of tragic event, or do you feel that society is just going to, fold out into this whole thing?
Man, that's a big one. I think it's what Dr. Stallman said earlier. It's really up to us and what we do and how we make changes and how we speak out and how we vote with our dollars and what we stand for. But it doesn't matter because it's the animating contest of life. We have to fight back against the tyranny or you're not even alive. I mean, survival is success. Our entire development was on the edge until just 6,000 years ago or so with the development of agrarian civilization. And so not fighting back and not standing for something and turning into jellyfish and becoming decadent slobs is our greatest threat. So we've seen the enemy, it is us, look in the mirror. We have bad government because we become bad people. But it's going to be crazy. I think you're going to have mega plagues, real and manufactured, super bugs are already out there. I think it's going to kill hundreds of millions. I think you're just going to, things are unsustainable the way they are because the public is not hard. The public is soft, myself included. And nature abhors an anathema, an enigma, a fraud, an infamia. I don't know what word I should use. It's a joke. It's an unnatural, shuffling, weak, soft people loving their programming, loving their servitude. I mean, the New World Order is going to be allowed to kill all these people and probably a lot of us with them. And quite frankly, the New World Order is right. It's natural that slovenly, weak slobs who aren't animated with a spirit of liberty will be annihilated. The only issue is the globalists are helping them be dumb slobs so they can control them instead of being chivalrous, even in their evil, if they were going to be evil, and believing they're so great that they could empower humanity and still be number one within that system. And it's just so important. I know I always just endlessly talk about that because I want to see people successful. I see some guy with a beautiful wife. I don't get mad at him and say, she should be mine. Or I see somebody with a really cool house. I don't get mad their house is better than mine. Now, I get mad if they steal it from me or somebody else. Then I want to go after them.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome12.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, this sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome12.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome12.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to your phone calls. The Malaysia flight, what do you think happened? 370. I'm leaning towards hijacking and somebody flying it into the ocean. And so it wouldn't be the first time they didn't find any debris for a while. But I'm not sure about that. And I don't want to say these guys that are getting on the plane are guilty just because they're Iranian. But that's the Iranian style, and it's happened before into the Mediterranean, into the Persian Gulf over there, where they get on board the planes and then fly them right down into the water. There's also been cases where Egyptian military, multiple times, the planes get blown up, and that's probably the Israelis. If the Egyptian military doesn't play ball, there's been a bunch of cases of you know, you got 20, 30, 40, 50 Egyptian top brass on an airplane, they blow those up. So I don't know. I mean, this is a real mystery. And Mike Adams has a really interesting story that's up on Infowars.com. I want to get him on tomorrow if he can come on via Skype or even in studio get into just the craziness. In fact, I had that article, and now I can't find it. Maybe reprint it for me. But here's the article up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Missing Malaysian flight similar to lost McDonald flight. And I wanted to go over some of the points he makes. This is really interesting. Here's another one. This is unbelievable, but there's video of it. It's up on Infowars.com. Feminist control freaks want to ban the word bossy because that might hurt them because they're bossy. These are bossy control freaks that want to rule everyone and say you're guilty because you're a man or you're white or whatever, and then you do whatever they say politically, because they have Beyonce come out and tell you that, you know, calling henpecking control freak women, there's control freak men as well, but it is kind of a trait known to some women, that is illegal, folks. You will ban white bags. They're hateful. Brown bags are hateful. Everything's hateful except the New World Order putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, here's the article, and we're going to your calls. Disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 begins to demand supernatural explanations. By the way, my buddy I know is out there listening. I want to give him the code. We are going shooting today. We are going shooting today. That's not really code for anything. We are going shooting today. But he was texting me earlier that my phone died. I need to call my buddy. I forgot and tell him we are going shooting. Side issue. I just had a feeling he was listening, so I just said that. Disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 begins to demand supernatural explanations. And it goes on to say that the phones are calling people and calling back home and calling computer systems. The Washington Post is reporting four mind-bending possibilities, none of which seem possible. The kidnapped explanation, the plane somehow landed somewhere without leaving a radar signature of any kind, all the passengers being held hostage and were thus still alive. Their mobile devices are somehow within cell tower range and yet for some reason have not been confiscated. Maybe this is all just some big diversion for the war they're about to start in Ukraine. I don't know. Who knows with the globalists? This could be some mass diversion. Mind-bending possibility two, the Stargate explanation, a teleportation portal of some kind like the Bermuda Triangle exists and just disappeared into the alternate universe where Al Gore lives with the man bear pig. Mind-bending possibility three, the failed search explanation. Far more mundane explanation supposes that the massive multi-day search for the plane wreckage and debris simply hasn't stumbled upon the correct location yet. That could be it, and it's a hijacking. Number four, advanced military weapons explanation. But they just obliterated it or vaporized it with some of the Philadelphia-type experiment stuff. We must stick to the mundane explanations until more searches can be conducted. Yeah. Or it just be old-fashioned hijackers. Or it could have been remote control to another base by hackers or by government or by the Easter Bunny. I don't know. Let's move quickly now to your calls. Tony in California, thank you for holding. What do you think is happening with the missing airplane?
I think he got it pretty much spot on. I think it went down. I'm hoping these guys are sitting on a tarmac, but when they're talking about supernatural stuff, they're just milking the story.
That's interesting. What does your gut tell you?
I think it was a hijacking. I'm hoping those guys are on a tarmac somewhere, but I'm thinking, yeah, they took it down.
You know, I tend to think, who do you think took it down?
It's kind of strange. It's flying out of Malaysia, so that'd be kind of, I think, what you were talking about before, I'm pretty much sure, someone out of Russia or Iran, one of those two.
Interesting. I appreciate your call. Well, Malaysia is a mainly Muslim nation, and that's the kind of place where, you know, the real folks that really want to do something can't get on board. But again, it may not be. I don't want to sit here and pass blame on people, even though they're suspects, reportedly. I just think they look like capable, very serious people who are on a mission and are whacked out of their brains a little bit. But maybe that's a video still they just chose to make the guys look bad. Maybe they're totally innocent. In fact, I bet they are innocent. I bet Obama's innocent of everything as well. Let's talk to Randy in South Carolina. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about this, and, you know, I don't think it was a hijacking. The reason I say that is because these cockpits are hardened now. Ever since 9/11, they're hardened. The check-in security is heightened. It'd be very difficult for a couple of guys to get on the airplane and hijack it without the pilots at least being able to call a tower somewhere, traffic control somewhere.
Unless they got a hand grenade on and said, tell them not to contact anybody, let me in the cockpit or I'm going to detonate this hand grenade. But I don't even believe that, because there have been other real hijacking cases where guys had guns and stuff and people fought them. and sometimes beat them. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but if four guys pull box cutters out and I'm on a plane, I'd say, man, let's beat their, you know what, let's go. I mean, it would just be absolutely those guys, I don't care how tough they think they are, you're the attacker, you don't have the high ground, I'm going to stomp you into the ground, I'm going to hurt you bad. And I cannot believe those flights full of men, a lot of them veterans, defense contractors, you name it. Some of them were guys that had been out of the military 5 years. I mean, imagine walking into a military bar and pulling a box cutter out and going, I'm going to, you know, kick your butt, do what I tell you. They would get up and literally break your arm and probably break your neck. I mean, I just don't buy it. I mean, do you buy that nobody fought back on 9/11?
No, absolutely not. And the other thing, too, you can look at the passenger manifest and go through that and see if there's any people that actually stick out. There may be somebody that they wanted to get rid of, so they just took the whole plane down remotely. That's a possibility.
Look, I lean towards the fact that we know they have the remote systems. It could have been done by any third party or government or agency or corporation. You're right. And maybe I'm just being influenced by the photos of the Iranians. And again, they're probably completely innocent. It's just that when they stage stuff, they hype it. And there's no hype associated with this about some agenda they've got right now. I mean, Boston bombing, they were lined up, they were ready. Sandy Hook, Aurora, they were lined up, they were ready. Turned out Bloomberg had his Twitter campaign set the day before saying, get ready. I mean, we really caught them with their pants down on this one. Because the scripting, don't let a good crisis go to waste. There's no scripting here, and so it's an incredible mystery. Thank you so much, Randy. Great points. Chad in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, brother.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. I got some extremely good weather up here. I think we're trading our bad weather with you guys down there here in the last couple of years. I've been looking at this, too, and I think the... you know, if it is a terrorist event, would you not think that they would sort of be all over that and glorify that because they'd actually have something real they could use to further an agenda?
Here's what I found, because they follow playbooks. The old rule was when there's real terrorism into the 80s, you don't cover it or talk about it because it gives the terrorist attention. And I've confirmed and talked to real sources that there have been power plants blown up, people killed, all sorts of terror attacks that were real, carried out mainly by the Iranians as tit for tat, because that's the only real military opposition. Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda, that's all synthetic. That's why we know that attack was fake as well. Saudi Arabia wasn't invaded, even though 15 of the so-called hijackers of the 19 came from there. So there's a lot of points that go into it. But in my experience, when the Iranians stage something, the West doesn't give it attention. Or when another group does it, they don't cover it. Real terror attacks do not get covered. Fake ones get covered. And I only learned this last decade from watching it and then researching stuff that goes on. But everybody knows you don't give terrorist attention. You don't give in to terrorist demands. That was always what you did. My God, change the whole world because some terrorists hit us? That's empowering the terrorist. That's the terrorist winning whoever they are. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. You know, and I think maybe my only other possibility, I know there were some talks of possible North Korean missiles aloft, but I don't know what type of damage a missile does to a plane in order to break up its debris so it couldn't be found.
I agree. And Kim Jong-un was elected with 100% of the vote, so he is not a dictator. Did you hear that today?
Yeah, that's for sure. I got one last point, or actually a question for you, Alex. Just skipping because you've been talking about 9/11 a little bit today. Have you received or looked at Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said there's a lot of weird anomalies and things going on at the towers. I've just stuck with what I could prove, and they've made a faux controversy out there about that I never covered. Toasted cars and energy weapons and all that. And that's not true. I mean, I've had Ventura on covering it. I've let them plug their stuff. I've interviewed some of the people. But then when it becomes, you better have someone on, not from her, but from others, or else. I remember one guy one time sent me an email and he said, you're going to have me on to expose the Vatican or I'm going to expose you as working for him. And I sent an email back saying, well, I'd be happy to interview you for your views on the Vatican, but not being threatened. It's like coming up to a woman at a bar and saying, go out with me or I'm going to punch you in the nose. I mean, she's going to call the bouncer and have you thrown out. I mean, that's not how you get. So I just I'm not going to have her on my show. So that's the end of it. Ever. Because what happens is there was all these attacks on Stephen Jones, the professor, and others about thermite that was clearly there. And there was all these attacks just by a whole camp in infighting, cognitive dissonance, Cass Sunstein type stuff. And I just will not be part of it. I mean, people that I gave platforms and were super nice to, professor out of Minnesota, others, you know, later came out and just created this whole fake controversy thinking I would then attack them, that they would get attention. And what they got was no attention. Now, after the fact, I'll tell people why I did that. But I saw some real sophisticated operative type stuff coming out during that whole period. Whereas Mark Dice attacked me with a bunch of made up stuff. I saw him lose weight. He didn't look as focused as he used to look. I like Mark. I called him up. You know, I said, hey, you've been going through a lot in your life? I bet you have. And you know what? He goes, yeah, how do you know that? And he's a good guy. I said, I forgive you. You tried to destroy me. You swore, you know, the best you could. You failed. I wanted you to fail first, let you know that I love you in Christ and that I forgive you. You're a talented guy who's a great author and a great mind, and you do great work. So I'm going to promote you now, and I'm going to promote you to Drudge and everybody else. How's that sound? But I only did that because he's a good guy. He's not an operative. And I'm not saying Judy Wood's an operative. I'm saying that whole constellation. Like one of the guys involved that later came out in the documentary about crowdsourcing that was award-winning was in the CIA. And so that's what was happening. They didn't want us looking at bombs in the towers and the collapse. They want it to be fantastical space beams or ground-based weapons, which I know they have. But you can't prove it. I can prove the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. I can prove they were ordered to be given visas. I can prove cell phones don't work at 33,000 feet. I can prove those phone calls weren't made. The FBI admits it. I can't prove that the towers demolished and went down from some type of plasma resonance beam that vibrated the metal into pieces, which I know they've got. I mean, there's some weird stuff kinetically going on in toasted cars and all the rest of it. I mean, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. So I don't poo-poo any of those people. All right, I'm out of time. I apologize to all the other callers. Call me back tomorrow. Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to go to this McAdoo, Leanne McAdoo report. And we're going to break down the fact that the folks at South by Southwest at the computer conference, most of them did not know why they were there to hear Snowden. Even after he spoke, they just knew it was trending. It was really cool. And my problem with South by Southwest is about 99% of the people who were there are being abused and fed on by predators. There's no real market there. There's no real. Some people may make connections. Some people may be successful. But low level, it's just a bunch of folks there who literally believe that they're going to be stars. I mean, I've heard conversations on the street when I've been down there, like, yeah, I came here, I'm going to be a movie star now, after I get money, I spent all my money. And you're not going to be an NBA player, you're 5 feet tall. You're not going to be a movie star, okay? In the Hollywood system that's collapsing. Let's go to Leanne McAdoo's report.
I'm here at the Austin Convention Center during South by Southwest. Edward Snowden is the keynote speaker now. We're going to go around and find out what people think the impact surveillance has had on the tech industry. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Where are you guys from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Glad to be here in Texas.
Yeah, there's sun, so that's nice.
Where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, welcome. Are you enjoying Austin?
I am. Lots of fun.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Where are you from?
Here.
From Austin. Welcome. Are you excited about Edward Snowden being the keynote speaker today?
I think it's pretty cool, yeah, but I don't really want to be on camera. So.
You got glasses on. No one can see who you are. So are you all familiar with Edward Snowden?
Yeah. Yep.
How do you feel the information that he shared has affected the tech industry?
Ooh, very good. Very good question. I think it's made everybody more aware and more nervous about, you know, before we were kind of pushing everything out. We didn't really care about what it was, and we would share what we're eating for breakfast. Now it's, I would say, more nervous and more cautious about what we're doing.
It's really unpredictable right now. I think that's why it's so interesting, because there's so many different directions in which it can go, and we struggle with it on like the government level, and we struggle with it on a marketer level, and we struggle with it on an everyday consumer level with all, you know, everyone putting their information out there through social media.
Are you much more concerned and cautious now while you're
I'm
doing...
I'm really concerned. I don't do anything sketchy on the internet, so I'm not worried. I don't know. I'm not really a private person.
Seems sort of like kind of a wonderful thing to have access to someone who's divulging so much important information. I think you're crazy if you're not concerned about privacy online.
Get in to be my friend. That looks, yeah. That's super techy, right?
Yeah, this is pretty intense right now.
He's got it.
Are you guys going to the Edward Snowden talk right now?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm going to a film.
Are you familiar with some of the things that are being leaked by Edward Snowden about how much it's affecting society?
I'm not.
What? I don't know what the Snowden leaks are. Is that something akin to the WikiLeaks?
What am I supposed to say to that? Oh my goodness. You are not aware. You are building a mobile app and you do not know how this is going to... How are you going to protect your people that are going to download your app?
Well, I just have to say thank you for keeping me informed. I'll probably have to do some more research and look into it.
Yeah. Do you think people should have a right to privacy on the internet, or we should have internet rights?
The internet is, you can live your life without it. So, buyer beware, right?
Mm.
If you want to use that kind of technology, it comes with that kind of a catch. And that's probably okay.
So you don't mind that you're being watched, like when you do yoga via the Xbox and stuff like that, or like your webcam photos are going to somebody at the NSA?
Yeah, I guess that is kind of sketchy.
I think it's really scary, and I think it's something that's really real that we kind of all need to think about in everyday lives, and we're so willing to offer up all the information. I actually am a marketer by trade, so I understand how much we rely on that sort of information, so I think it's a really delicate balance.
The fact that the government is surveilling and that they are going to be monitoring electronic transmissions, I mean, you know, that's something that we should be aware of, or we're naive.
Did you guys catch Edward Snowden at all?
Yeah, but
I don't want to be on camera.
All right. How do you feel about the way that WikiLeaks gets whistleblowers' information out there versus how Snowden's information is being given to the public?
What is how I feel about the difference between how WikiLeaks did and how he did?
Yeah, all at once versus slow drips every couple of months.
It seems a little more responsible to do it the way Snowden's doing it.
I think if you're going to give it out, give it out. It's going to take... I mean, look how long it took to go through the WikiLeaks, right? I think we're still going through the WikiLeaks stuff, right?
Yeah.
So someone who actually used to work for Homeland Security, I did a long time ago, information, if you just throw it out there, then let people decipher to bite what they want and kind of do it properly instead of filtering it through, giving time to people to change the message, so to speak.
As a, you know, sort of a population, we have a really short attention span and a fairly short memory for even major events. I was talking to someone who worked on the legal team when the Enron affair was happening, and really, like, things like that just disappear from the radar. People forget really sort of pivotal, important things. So the more persistence and sort of incremental growth of information he can provide, the better, I think.
I think it's just the beginning. I think it was just the opening of things that are to come.
As long as Americans continue to use tools that are developed by advertisers, then we can't expect to have privacy, right? So Google Chrome is the number one browser. Google's an advertising company.
Do you think we're all just kind of being conditioned to just be okay with it and accept it?
No. I mean, you have an option to either use it or not use it. And you use it, you're putting yourself up at risk. So.
But what about all the people walking around with the Google glasses on?
I think those are silly.
Yeah.
So.
Can't opt out of that.
No, you can't. Or just run away, I guess.
I feel like maybe people are a little bit desensitized now. Like, it seems that people should be outraged, but they're kind of like,
Yeah, I agree. It's unfortunately evolution of this technology that we don't have control. We did not know where it was going to go.
Everyone's filming you everywhere. You can't opt out anymore. Well, it seems like this is just the beginning of what we've heard from Snowden. A lot of people agree with the way that it's being slowly leaked out. It keeps it in the news, but it's also a little bit more responsible in the name of national security, so people sort of understand that. But it also seems like a lot of people are really desensitized. 5 years ago, if you told them that they were being spied on through their webcam or via their telephone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not joking. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I realize why I come in here and rant sometimes and start preaching. I look at all this news, and it's so insane, and it's so scientifically being deployed on record that if people would just wake up and see it, it would all be over. But people have been eased in from birth into the lie, into the fraud, and it's basically all they know now. A major feminist group, which is actually anti-feminine, what they've done to women, done to men, done to the human species, have come out and said they want to ban the word bossy because it's associated with women henpecking. Well, women are supposed to be bossy with their children. They're not supposed to be bossy with their men, and they're never happy when they are bossy. But men are supposed to act like men as well, so I don't blame women. But feminist control freaks want to ban the word bossy, campaign backed by banks, oil companies, and transnational corporations. Yeah, the World Bank is sponsoring South by Southwest, one of the main sponsors, And they are sponsoring Bloomberg and a move to ban our guns. That piece of filth came here. And that's why we're going to have an open carry armed march. There's an article up on Infowars.com, in fact, that I want to get Kit Daniels to repost. Jakari Jackson did a video report on that. We're going to be airing coming up here in a little while. And so there's going to be an armed march, open carry, at the giant media conference that literally is a giant fraud with a bunch of ne'er-do-well, well-meaning zombies wandering around buying $1,000, $1,200 passes to line up and not even get into most of the events, and then have corporations try to sell them things. It literally is the Emperor's New Clothes. It literally is a giant hoax run by anti-free speech, anti-gun, anti-family slobs who literally are enemies of everything good. I mean, it's just these people make me want to vomit. Anyways, excuse me. And because yesterday I was thinking about doing a big report on it, and we were in the meeting for like an hour looking at the South by Southwest website, and it was everything was anti-human, everything was anti-family, everything was to feminize men, everything was how to be face scanned and have no privacy and how great it is, while they have Snowden on talking about how the NSA is spying on us. Great for Snowden, folks. I'm not saying I, but it's a fact. We had all the NSA whistleblowers on, James Bamford. So many others, just so many, it's hard to even bring them all up in my mind. This is all on record. It's like Snowden said the sun came up this morning. Wayne Madsen, he was in security at the NSA, over spying on people at the NSA to make sure they weren't spying on the government. I mean, he wasn't a contractor with the NSA, folks. He was there. And testified to Congress and the EU and broke basically most of what we know about the NSA. We all knew they were spying illegally. We all knew they were targeting other politicians. We knew they were spying on the media. I mean, what? Look at Google. Look at Facebook. Look at Twitter. Look at Microsoft. The whole platforms are built around spying on you. While you move the mouse over the cursor or while you're spelling, it tells you where you're going. It tells you what you're thinking. It tells you what you're doing. Amazon, 5 years ago, had nearly 100% accuracy rate. Now they have 100% accuracy rate off of your profile and where your cursor goes and what you linger on in real time. It's looking at you. Everything you do has your profile. And it knows where you're going and what you're doing, and it can then order it before you even order it and have it going into the shipping process to be delivered to you. And I told you that 5 years ago, and it finally was announced this year because it was already in MIT papers. It was already public. I told you the reason they went to the new type of light bulb is because they can send data over power line and flicker rate it to remote control the new computers that are coming out. That was finally in mainstream news again last week. They have mainstream dinosaur press every few months do a story saying Jones claims the light bulbs are controlling you. Well, they do also in the patents say the flicker rate has the added goodie of being able to mesmerize people. I mean, look at the public. Look at the IQ dropping. Look at people in a dreamlike state. The brainwaves are lower. I mean, this is all fact, folks, just like the spider goats I told people about 18 years ago. And I was reading it out of a technology publication that somebody mailed me before it was in CBS News, NBC News a few years before, and people said I was a liar. And I was on air with the Biotech Technology Magazine because I used to have listeners. They still do it. But back then it was precious because the web wasn't very big. They would send me publications. Hey, here's MIT publication. Hey, here's Stanford publication. Hey, here, it's a lot more serious. Hey, I'm an engineer at UT. Come on down. And I would be let in to, you know, and they'd go, oh, you need to see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them. I just don't even know what to tell people anymore. I mean, we're living in a positronic psych warfare hell grid. And they know that if we wake up to it, there it is, a new use for LEDs, mind control. Here, back it up. What's that from? Is that Wired? New York Times. Boom. When was that? 2011. See, print that, actually. Brent, but see, that's what I mean. I'm just trying to warn you folks. The television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And I've seen it over closed circuit television. It was punched up in a DARPA facility. The labs are funded by DARPA. And let me tell you, they're training to fuck. Oh, God, I can't handle it. I almost started cussing. Excuse me. I just, folks, it's getting to me, and I'm realizing that half measures are not going to defeat this operation. They have got thousands of monkeys at facilities all over the world. They have hundreds at this facility with wires in their brains in a 40-year program. It just keeps going with flicker rates to mind control them and to test them to then deploy the weapon system against you. Of course governments were going to do this. Of course they would use it. Of course they would do it. Anything they can do, they're going to do it. They're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in your water. They're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the food chain. They're putting all sorts of different wavelengths out, and DARPA is on record. In the Baltimore Sun in 1999, I read this article on air probably 25 times. I couldn't believe it. A listener actually mailed me the Baltimore newspaper. I wish somebody would go to the microfilm and dig it up. And they said, it's true, DARPA's looking at fluxing the cell towers and doing tests to just relax the public during crises. And I was holding in my hand, because they do that as a test, DARPA in the Baltimore Sun talking about mind control towers. I mean, this is the stuff of schizophrenics. I just showed you the New York Times admitting LED lights, but it's also not just the LED, it's the new curly Q ones. What do you call those? Yeah, fluorescent, I know, but they've got a certain name. The point is, those are the ones where they have the data over the power line, and then it can control devices in your house off its flicker rate, but also control you, and they admit it. And then the public, so weak-minded, they think I'm crazy. Because if they admit this is going on, then you're going to have to do something about it, folks. And I get it. I could go insert myself into the Matrix. Hell, I already do. I already sometimes get weak and go to a friend's house and watch a football game and get bombarded with TV and manipulation and brainwashing. And I want to be able to forget the brainwashing. I want to be able to have fun be. But I can't do it, folks, because it's constant and it's total and it's my consciousness. I will not give up my consciousness. And by the way, I'm alive. I'm very happy. It is invigorating to be in the real world and to have these pressures on you and to know how real it is. That's what consciousness is. That's what our ancestors have gone through. And I said I'd take your phone calls. We've got the Malaysia airline mystery that could be one of several things that I'm going to be getting into. But I got to settle down and do that the third hour after Dr. Stallman, top technology expert, leaves us. And I said I'd take your calls on just the Ukraine situation is escalating so horribly because there's a world economic meltdown happening. And they're going to start a big war when that happens to divert off of the fact that they're behind it. All over the, I mean, here's some drudge headlines. City adds security checkpoints to all entryways, touts nonstop fiber optic video surveillance. That's what the Google thing is about. Police block highway lanes, go car to car in search of bank robbers. Just everything's martial law. Lock everything down randomly. You know, half of Boston for one guy. Beach town bans smoking on boardwalk. Lady Gaga Foundation spends more on lawyers, consultants than on charity. Of course, all these rich people have charities to pay for their jets and everything like Bill Clinton. And it just goes on and on from that point. I mean, we're just sitting here deciphering all this news and it just goes on and on. Branson says a global warming deniers get out of our way. See, Satan tells us to get out of their way. They're the ones trying to corner our markets and control them and shut everybody off but themselves. And they're failing and losing at every level. Virgin Atlantic Airlines emitted 7.1 million metric tons of CO2. And they're only intensifying their fear-mongering, saying that Genghis Khan was able to conquer all before him because of climate change. And they're now saying, you know, that we're going to be flooded even faster, even though the ice caps are getting bigger. I mean, it's just all giant criminal hoaxes. The Dems declare war on weather. Meanwhile, Google driverless cars, maybe environmental disaster. It's all just mafia telling you you're guilty, and you've got to pay them some indulgence if you want to be able to operate and live. Look at the InfoWars.com articles. Obama Surgeon General pick. Guns are public health issues. See, England's about two steps ahead of us on this. They're about 5 years ahead of us. Here's the article from yesterday. Doctors forced to become state snitches to spot radical parents. And the mayor of London has called for anyone who's a nationalist or conservative to have their children taken. This is mainstream news. And by the way, they are taking them. Visitors that come, especially from Eastern Europe, who have the babies they can sell for £300,000-£400,000, are having their kids taken at the airports for no reason. So there's now emergency advisories going out not to travel to England, because they will, the CPS will grab your children at the airport. Or if you're seen yelling at your kids are gone. They'll be in a Saudi dungeon being gang raped pretty quickly. Now, continuing here, doctors forced to become, or they'll be with Savelle getting their throat slit with the prime ministers. Doctors forced to become state snitches to spot radical patients. And it goes on to radical, meaning anyone that disagrees with the government. So they're just government spies, and you're in a psych warfare meeting. Here's another one. Now, this is in the U.S. Obama's Surgeon General pick. Guns are a public health issue. Murphy's organization calls for doctors to interrogate patients about guns in the home, including your children. And then, of course, call CPS on you, claiming that, oh, they're a doctor. They're a high priest wearing a white lab coat. You're the little lab rat. And so this is the guy he wants for attorney general. So, of course, this has been going on for a while, but that's what they're doing. By the way, here's that New York Times article. I didn't even know they'd been in the New York Times. I'd read it in AP. A new use for LEDs, mind control. Biological specific lights to make you restful, sleep better, and not be depressed. Yeah, they're giving the drip shots that cure them of depression after 7-8 tours. The virus, the live virus, actually eats areas of the brain. It's designed to go into certain chemical areas that have certain receptor sites, and Dad comes home, and he's not upset anymore. He just does whatever Mom tells him. She says, go get this groceries. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, these troops are now coming back. And believe me, they're not depressed anymore because they're not humans anymore. Oh, by the way, it came out about a month ago in Wired Magazine. They're now admitting what I was already told years ago. They're brain shipping troops who sign waiver forms to not be depressed anymore. Guys, type in chips to help with PTSD. Or brain implants to help with PTSD. You know, I have a cousin who's now got out of the military after 30 years. And last few years he was in secret operations in Mexico. and he says it's corrupt. He won't tell me everything about it. He says that's why he's getting out. And, of course, the State Department, NORTHCOM run everything. But the point is that, oh, yeah, there it is. We've got all the articles about brain chips. No, that's the one about PTSD and brain chips. That's blast to the head, primed brains for PTSD study says. No, the exact headline to pull it up would be implants to help with PTSD in troops. And then it's articles about brain implants. It shows a guy in the chair getting a brain implant and how easy it is. It's a small hole, and then there's no more pain. Brain implants. But this is about 8 years ago. He goes, I got to apologize to you. We're having a little family reunion. He goes, they called us in, the officers, and said special forces are going to be getting chips, but you're not allowed to tell anybody. And it's going to start with the non-commissioned officers. And then next time I ask anybody, he says, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Well, see, I went on air and told everybody they're putting chips in people at that time. Now it's admitted. That's for their safety, of course. The Mexican police are getting them, and the attorney general got them, I don't know, 10 years ago in Mexico for kidnapping or whatever. But I don't know if you have the chip in Miami, you get in the Baja Beach Club blah, blah, blah. You know, it's so trendy. It's so cool. And that's all South by Southwest is a big exercise in how to be chipped and how wonderful it is and how fantastic it is and how super duper it is. And my point is, this is all just going on. They're now giving troops, quote, anti-stress vaccine that is a virus. I'm going to say this again, that literally goes into the area associated with spiritual experiences, euphoria, endorphins, creativity, higher brainwaves, but also with depression, anger. Because you're supposed to be depressed and angry. You were used for 7-8 tours in a phony war to ship narcotics out of Afghanistan or whatever, when the government runs Al-Qaeda openly. There it is. Pentagon wants to fit soldiers with a little box, brain implant. Yes, it won't just be the depressed soldiers. It's going to be all the soldiers now. And you go see RoboCop, and it prepares you for that. What's wrong with a brain implant, boys and girls? 30 years ago, they were remote-controlling cockroaches with a chip on their head. It was a larger chip back then. It was a wafer, I guess about a quarter of an inch square, right on its head with a little antenna. They had robo-rats 30 years ago. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Father, do you want to bang heads with me? Do you want to feel everything? Father! We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you go up to InfoWars.com, I'm asking everyone to help us. If you go to InfoWars.com, it's back to the top of the page. Armed Texans to march at South by Southwest. Bloomberg, the World Bank, sponsoring it, are here having anti-gun events to ban gun shows, private transfer of firearms, and, of course, their open goal to then finally register all guns and confiscate them, as they've done in their command base in New York City, the globalist stronghold, the UN base. So there's going to be an armed march starting tomorrow, and then the big one is going to be on Saturday. Maps, details, Jakari Jackson's report, it's all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, guys, will you retweet it out and say, Texans to march against Bloomberg's anti-gun tyranny. Or armed Texans to march against Bloomberg's victim disarmament. Something like that. Send it out with the article, please. At Real Alex Jones. Retweet it, everybody. Because Jakari and Leanne McAdoo are going to be down there tomorrow at the start of the armed march. And this is impromptu to kickstart the big one on Saturday. But I guess there's going to be 30, 40 people already that are saying they're going to show up with their firearms. We've done this a lot. We did it at the Alamo, even though they said it was illegal in San Antonio. No, it's not. We have the state law on our side. We marched with the land commissioner armed. And we defeated the enemy by exercising our rights. We went and voted. We went and ate at the lunch counter. We sat at the front of the bus. And you can just go straight to hell if you don't like it. Anyways, hardcore human rights, God-given rights, true civil rights movement, true liberalism in Thomas Jefferson vein of guns and property and family and consciousness and free association tomorrow with Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and the Patriots are going to be marching. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I think I may go down there the more I think about it. Maybe I'm going to arm march with my M4. Maybe my 308 Reaper. Maybe I should march. That'd be a good workout with my Barrett 50 caliber. See how everybody likes that. Just in their face, freak out all the trendies. Show them what real liberalism is. Liberalism is not just the government has guns. I have guns. And look, nobody's getting hurt. And the criminals are scared. And police chiefs and the head of Interpol are saying, arm the citizens. It's true. Freedom. A lot of people in the system want freedom, folks, but we have to be the leaders. Let's go to Jakari Jackson's report. Get this video report and text report with the maps, everything. Get it out to everybody. And if you are in Central Texas, I want to see your butt down there at noon tomorrow. We're going to march down Congress from by the Capitol. Don't go on the Capitol because they'll claim some weird law about that and come after you. But the awesome police, Arde Soveda, his lordship, has said he will not go after anybody that is openly carrying unless they're rudely displaying. And that means have it pointed at the ground on your back, aimed down, because that is a law. And that's common law. You don't pull your sword out and wave it around at people. A cop pulled his gun out and waved it around. He'd go to jail if he did it randomly. At least he should in the real world. So, you know, obviously good etiquette with everybody. But we're going to be marching. And Arde Soveda is, unless he gets orders from Bloomberg, he has said that he will abide by the Second Amendment. Because open carry does it all the time in Austin. It has no problem. It's the state police that say, we don't care. We've been ordered by the feds who we serve. We have time to get to Jackson's report now? We don't have time now. I'll get to it after Stallman leaves us. Video reports up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm hitting refresh on mine. Can we put the article up on screen for folks out there? If it's up on InfoWars.com. See, Supremes may block ban on high-capacity magazine. That's a Kurt Nemo story. We need to put a question mark in front of InfoWars to force the refresh. And then there it is. Armed Texans to march at South by Southwest. March begins at high noon on Wednesday. March 12th at the corner of 12th Street and San Jacinto. Well, we wouldn't turn our guns in then either. First time there's been a speech in front of the Alamo since it happened in 1836, and I was there. And I could feel the animating spirit of liberty. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Blue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.